God Before Creation, God Alone, Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 7, Lesson 2 by Mark DeVogt. I'm sure all of us have, at least one time or another, gone out on a clear and starry night and peered up into the heavens with wonderment at the magnificent creation that God has made. While looking up, one begins to realize that the unaided human eye can see only a small fraction of the stars that are contained in the universe. Possibly then, we might begin to contemplate the vast distances between the stars and even between the planets in our own solar system. Astronomical distances are measured in light years, the time it takes light to travel in 1 year, with light traveling at 186,000 miles per second. Instead of miles because of these great distances, the farthest observed star in the universe is 9 billion light years away from the Earth. Starting to feel insignificant? Daniel 4:35 should clear any doubt about that. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. Now, when you have processed that, try to imagine what things were like before all of that came into being, and it was just God and Him alone. That is an almost impossible task, for we are such finite creatures and have such infinitely ignorant and feeble minds. We would know nothing if it weren't for God telling us what we should know about Him in the universe. Have you ever contemplated how many stars there are in the universe? Isaiah 40:26 tells us that God created all of these stars and that He called them all by their names. Now that you have had some time to try to comprehend all of this, the need now is to go back and try to answer the question that was raised before. That is, what was it like before God created it all, when it was just God and Him alone? What was God doing? What was He thinking? What was His desire before He created? The scriptures give us very little insight as to what God was doing before creation, but we do know that at some point He created what we now see and experience as our universe, so we know that there was a great purpose in His creation. We can also see and read about His plan or His logos. In the beginning was the word logos, and the word logos was toward God, and God was the word logos. This, i.e., the logos was in the beginning toward God. All came into being through it, Yesharn the Logos, and apart from it, i.e. the Logos, not even one thing came into being, which has come into being, John 1, 1-3. This is a comprehensive statement regarding God and His creation. Again, referring to Romans 11:36, we find that all is out of God, all is through God, and all is to Him. Therefore, we see that God did not create things ex nihilo, meaning out of nothing, as is so often promulgated by religion, but rather He created all things out of Himself. All was in Him, every planet, star, mountain, river, human being, animal, whale, celestial being, idea, emotion, intelligence of any kind, painting, sculpture, music, engineering principle. Well, you get the idea. All without exception is from within God Himself. Obviously, God loves to create, and He loves what He creates. He loves doing it, and He loves the result of those creative forces being manifested in His creation. You shall call, and I shall answer. You shall long for the work of your hands. Job 14:15. What we see is only the beginning of His creation, for at the consummation, God will unleash a flurry of creative activity which will never diminish nor cease. In that future, we sometimes refer to as eternity. Lo, new am I making all. Revelation 21:5. Imagine the energy that God possesses in order to accomplish these things. We are all along for the ride, and some of us will directly participate in the outworking of His Logos in the future. Glorious times are ahead,